Today is Tuesday, July 9th, 2019. RuneScape goes prehistoric, and Borderlands 3 is getting a ping system. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Thank you for joining me. Happy Tuesday. My name is X1. Welcome to the show. Let's get it started. Racing fans, get ready, because NASCAR Heat 4 hits the track this September. That's right, according to Game Informer, publisher 704 Games and developer Monster Games have announced their next iteration in the NASCAR Heat series, NASCAR Heat 4, which is scheduled to hit the PS4, Xbox One, and PC this September. Although details on the game are light at the moment, new tire models for the different track types and more career mode flexibility are highlighted among other additions, such as a needed graphical upgrade. NASCAR Heat 3 added dirt racing, and although that may be a big draw for some, legendary Tony Stewart is featured on the game's cover after all. One of the new features of Career Mode is the ability to start in any of the game's four racing series: Dirt, Trucks, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy Cup Series. Whether this is the mode's main addition for the year remains to be seen, but 704 Games president Colin Smith, says that the game, quote, incorporates a number of features and improvements recommended by the NASCAR Heat community. Hopefully this means more in-depth car customization options, improved AI, and online performance, more career mode depth, and improvement in other areas. Regardless, NASCAR Heat 4 is now accepting pre-orders for its standard and gold editions, and the latter includes a 3-day early access to the game and other goodies. And so if you're a racing fan, if you're a NASCAR fan, NASCAR Heat number 4, Caliente, it's on its way. One of the biggest, if not the biggest, MMO in the world, RuneScape. It's going prehistoric. That's right, they said enough of this crap. We don't need it anymore. Modernity sucks. Bring on the dinosaurs. According to PC Gamer, stalwart RuneScape has been around for a long time, but today it delves into a piece of Galinear's history that apparently has gone unexplored. I said unexplore. What is this? Talk right, David. They're introducing dinosaurs. That's right. Land Out of Time adds a new area to the game, one that doesn't seem to have caught up with the rest of the world, and you can put on your pith helmet and start exploring it now. The launch trailer, you can go look it up on YouTube for Land Out of Time, gives us a quick look at the ruined, peppered Lost Land, as well as its scaly denizens and ferocious flora. Not a particularly friendly place, it seems. You'll be traveling there hot on the wheels of a dragonkin scientist, Karapek, and developer Jjex promises lots of rare treasures for adventurers who hop on a boat and venture into the unknown. Also, loads of stuff to fight. Hunting has been overhauled for everyone, and there's a new training method that involves finding 9 big pissed off dinosaurs and defeating them. Something I do every weekend. I mean, you might think that's a big deal. It's really no big deal. I work out a little bit. You'll be able to take on dinosaurs, no problem. Get your cardio up, because you do need to run a little bit. If you got good cardio, you can take on those dinosaurs, no problem. You will need traps and additional resources if you're going to knock the scales off the dinosaurs. Quote from RuneScape developers themselves. Quote, the intention of the developers was to look at some of the more varied mechanics you'd normally see in boss fights and introduce them into non-boss encounters. And like a boss fight, you'll get boss quality loot if you're victorious, as well as skins that can be used to craft new gear. As for other skills, you'll want to work with your agility to master the agility chorus that circles the island. Like I told you, cardio, baby. Never underestimate the power of cardio when you're fighting dinosaurs. I lost my place. Sorry, everybody. This is how the sausage is made. You'll be able to harvest your fallen plant foes to grow your own, and you can literally farm slayer mobs. The Land of Time is available for RuneScape members right now, and you can visit the new island by grabbing a boat at the dig site or by hitting up the royal messengers near the lodestones. Again, head to the gym, lift some weights, some curls for the girls, some squats for the T-Rexes. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something that rhymes with T-Rex. Nothing does. It's terrible. T-Rex needs a better nickname. Like Trex. Ooh, I like that. Anyways, RuneScape, dinosaurs. Pretty dinosaurs of the game is always sweet. I love it. Go check it out. It's available now. RuneScape is amazing. So in-depth. It's like Minecraft and World of Warcraft if they had a baby. And it actually would be more like Minecraft and World of Warcraft are their babies, right? If you're technically correct. Anyways, regardless, check it out. RuneScape, dinosaurs. It's here now. Speaking of other cool features coming to a game, the ping system. Everybody loves it in Apex. I know I do. If you don't, there's something wrong with you. The ping system in Apex Legends is amazing. It has literally changed the way that gaming can be done cooperatively without any talking. You just ping something. It's actually a philosophy I'd like to introduce in my personal relationships. Don't talk to me. Just ping it, baby. Just ping it. Gaming Vault. GamingVault.com has this story. Borderlands 3 has its own pinging system. That's right. Between the sliding, mantling, destructible cover, instant salute, and numerous other features that fans have been asking for, Gearbox Software has confirmed that Borderlands 3 will have a pinging system. A new trailer has been released showcasing the system in action. There's now a way for players to mark enemies denoted by a large red crosshair. That's how it usually is. Objects of interest like loot chests and even friendly NPCs. It's also possible to mark environmental objects that can be interacted with. Along with a visual notification, there's a voice line spoken by the character as well, just like it is in Apex Legends. It's a great feature. I would copy it if I was building a game. I'd have pinging all over the place. It was 1999, Ping Central, baby. It seriously is a really good mechanic if you've never played Apex Legends. Basically, all you got to do is you look at something, you ping it, and everybody hears you shout it out. It's really cool. It's a great system, and it works seamlessly. It's really snappy. Controls feel solid when you do it. It's amazing. Speeds things up really well. Borderlands 3 is out on September 13th for Xbox One, PS4, and PC. It's shaping up to be rather large. The main story is 35 hours long, and you get an extra hour in there because of the ping system. It was 34. They added pinging, brought it up to 35. Beautiful. And that 35 hours, by the way, is if you ignore the majority of side quests. So huge. It's huge. Recently, Gearbox also showcased the Moe's, the Gunner, and her Iron Bear mech. Needless to say, Borderlands 3 is one of the must-buy games of the year, period. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. Happy Tuesday. Hope you guys are having a great week. I know I am. I love doing this every single day. I love you guys. I love hanging out with you. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Please, if you do, head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. Also, share us with your friends. That's a great way. Stay tuned as well, because next week we got some big changes coming. I think you're going to like them. I know I am. Some big announcements. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.